Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. And we're continuing part two of our interview with Harold Hill of the Badass Coffee Franchise Opportunity. And in part two, Harold discusses training and gives some great advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise. So don't miss this fantastic segment, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks. Franchise Opportunity Badass Coffee. And Badass Coffee is the premier franchise for an existing and rapidly expanding chain of gourmet coffee stores. And Don, I think I was up. I wanted to ask Harold, what types of characteristics, Harold, make a successful badass coffee franchisee?
You know, that's an interesting question because the industry itself, I think, is so diverse.
Right.
What we've noticed is I have now about 55 stores in operation, and each one of the franchisees in each one of those stores has a completely different personality.
That's something.
And I think what really makes a great franchisee is the person that understands that by just purchasing a franchise does not necessarily guarantee success.
I agree.
Success is awarded once you've worked extremely hard for it. And we're in an industry, of course, where there's an enormous amount of competition.
Right.
Competition is good for the industry, but you have to go out and work for it.
I agree.
Not only do you have to go out and get your customer, then once you have him, you must keep him. And keeping him, of course, is another side of the industry. But those that understand that the idea of purchasing a franchise is a beginning, not an ending, that's where we end up with the best franchisees.
That's a good point.
Right.
Marty and I have talked about that on previous shows. Things like following the system and not trying to reinvent the wheel, but simply just realizing that you're going to have to work at it, spend a lot of time. It's not something where it's going to be a turnkey. I own a franchise, that guarantees I'll be making money.
Right.
Well, and I think that's a huge pitfall that happens, and we don't try to underestimate that when we sell a franchise. We make it very clear to the potential franchisee that there's a lot of work involved, not just to get it started, but on a continual basis. In fact, I think by the time they come here to train, which is a seven-day training period, we wear them out completely. We don't allow them to come and train until they're approximately 2 weeks from opening so that everything is still fresh on their minds.
Right, right.
Then we send two representatives to their store 2 days before and 3 days after they open to help them get their business up and off the ground. So by the time they get to that stage, they're exhausted. So we break them in probably the hard way. I sometimes feel sorry for them. I mean, I've been through
way.
That myself.
Yeah, that's what they're paying for.
When I was
so you're talking about
that.
Training. What specifically is involved in your training?
Well, we have both classroom and extremely intense behind-the-counter training. So we really go through explaining what coffee is, what the industry is. That would be the classroom type stuff.
Right.
Espresso 101, how to make the drinks, etc. Then we actually put them behind the coffee bar and really give them extensive one-on-one training with customers, preparing drinks, taking orders, ringing things into the register system, teaching them the accounting side of things, customer service. It's very, very extensive, and it's a huge amount of information in a very short period of time. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of the way the industry is. That's why we send representatives down to help them open the store, because we realize that just the training here for a week's period of time is not enough to help them get up off the ground.
Sounds like a lot of what they're doing training is going to be what a typical day is going to be like as a franchisee.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have them come in, open up the store at 5:30 in the morning, and we actually have them close the stores down at 8 or 8:30 at night. That includes mopping the floor, by the way. it's everything from unlocking the door, preparing the coffee, and getting ready to greet the customer, to cleaning it up at night and getting it ready for the next morning. So it's a pretty extensive scenario.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like they don't necessarily have to go to corporate headquarters either, Harold, to do the training.
We can train in other stores, and we do do that. It depends on what we feel like in each situation.
Right.
But we have in our agreements the ability to use stores. And actually, when we do that, for instance, if we trained a franchisee in Florida in one of the Florida stores, the Florida store itself gets the opportunity to retrain while we're training.
That's fantastic.
So it kind of helps both sides of the situation.
Right, I agree.
And we do that. It just depends. Our training director decides what she feels is the best scenario for each person training. The last four trainings we have done have all been done here in Salt Lake. So she just makes a decision. And sometimes somebody from Florida could fly to Texas and train.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, we try to keep it interesting.
That's something. What about the layout of the store, Harold? I mean, how much space is actually required for a Badass Coffee?
Well, naturally, we like to see there's always a space that we feel is the best space, and 1,500 square feet seems to work the best for us.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that we can't go down to 1,000 or we can't go up a little. We don't like to go up because of the cost of rents nowadays, but if we have to go down a little, we just revise the store. We have a company that does a complete layout of the store and design and then actually builds the store itself. So as soon as the franchisee signs the lease, we normally have them send us a CAD of what the store layout, the dimensions of the four walls, so that we can put together a flow program and then put together, of course, the decor package. That's all done here in Salt Lake.
Right, right. Interesting. What would you say, Harold, are some characteristics of successful entrepreneurs that you've noticed?
I think just the idea of hard work and understanding that hard work is, because so many people think buying a franchise is just, you just buy it and then the money starts flowing. I think they have to understand that it takes a huge amount of work. You've got to be up every day thinking of ways to get customers in, thinking of ways to keep the customer happy once they're in the store.
Right.
And I think as long as they have that characteristic, as long as they understand it, and it helps if you kind of give them that program before they get into the system, because once they're in it, of course, if they have thought it's another way, it could be dangerous.
Absolutely.
But we've been very lucky. We have a great group of franchisees. Most of our franchisees are just spectacular, and they listen to what we tell them, and they do exactly what we tell them.
And that's important.
And it's created success for us, I think.
Right, having strong franchisees, that's the goal.
That's the whole thing. Our commodity is the franchisee.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're very, very protective of them, and we really try to go to great ends to be to help them through any crisis that's out there. Actually, myself and my entire staff are available 24 hours a day.
Great.
Fantastic.
I'm just going to ask you real quick, Harold, I'm not sure how much time we have left, but what's Badass Coffee's plans for the future?
Boy, we're looking to expand naturally like any other franchise is, anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Where we can do the right job. The most important thing for us is doing it right the first time. And we are willing to take whatever time that takes to do that. So we don't necessarily say to ourselves, gee, we're going to try and build 100 stores next year, or here's where we want to be. What we're more interested in is making sure that each time we take a step into the future, that step is done correctly, the right way. Being protective of the franchisee and also of our system completely. So we're anxious to grow and want to do that. We just want to make sure we do it the right way.
Right. So successful growth, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, successful.
Yeah, you don't want to get too big too fast, Harold.
No.
Sounds like
and we're not trying to do that, and actually we don't feel like we've done that so far.
Right, no, that's great. Hal, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information on Badass Coffee?
We have, like you said in the beginning, we have a very interesting website.
You do.
The best way for a potential franchisee or someone who just has an interest in seeing who we are, even as a customer, our website is badasscoffee.com. All about our company is on there. All of our original or initial franchising information is on our website. We have an e-commerce website, so you can purchase off the website.
I saw that, yeah.
Either through a store in your area or directly through our warehouses. We have a warehouse in Pensacola, Florida. We have one in Maui, Hawaii, and we have one in Salt Lake City. So getting product or seeing what we're like, even though there may not be a franchisee in the area, is relatively simple.
That's fantastic.
Now on the site, of course, you can read all about the legend and the donkeys.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that is on the website also.
That's
right.
Fantastic. Well, Harold, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. You've been a fantastic guest, and we're going to definitely have you back.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'd love to be back. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Harold. You have
thank
a great
you.
Day today.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Another fantastic show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Nice guy. Interesting franchise. I really like everything about this franchise. I like how they're coaching.
So do I. Yeah,
slow,
I mean, it's just
slow, successful, sustained growth. They really support their franchisees.
Absolutely. You know, I can't wait for them to come out here. I think they'd
yeah.
be huge
no,
out in the Northeast,
that, yeah.
you know. You know, I could certainly see them going head-to-head with Starbucks or anyone else, you know. It's just...
yeah, they're so unique, yeah.
They are. That's what it is. They're unique, you know. It's a fantastic concept, so.
Right.
Another great show. So you did a good job today, Don. I want to thank you again. And,
yeah, thank you, Marty.
You know, go to franchiseinterviews.com, and you can actually hear some of our interviews. And, you know, if you're listening for the first time, subscribe to our newsletter on franchiseinterviews.com. And we got another great show next week. We got Mr. Kevin Hine next week, who's very knowledgeable. So
right,
looking
forward
to that.
To that. Yeah.
So you have a great day, Don, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.